Well, it's the season of holiday parties. Lately, I have noticed that people are coming around to my style of partying. They're drinking less or not at all. And when the main drink is root beer, you know, the whole night can feel a little different. And Marianne knows just what to do, don't you?
I really do, because I have recently discovered a couple of things in my life that just got me thinking about putting these two things together. Games, that is the answer, Bob. And I know that's not the answer you want to hear because you do not normally love games, right?
You know what? When I was a kid, nobody loved Monopoly, Sorry, Clue, all those games more than me. But something happened to me as an adult, and I do have a problem now. But here's the big question. How do you keep it fun and engaging if alcohol isn't the star of the show?
Right, exactly. And that's the problem, is that people love drinking and people love just, letting loose at a party, and you just cannot do that for the rest of your life and still be healthy. So I find that a lot of people in my life are just either drinking less or just not drinking at all. And so the answer is games. That's what it is. You play games.
Well, and you know what? Even though I am not big on board games, there is at least one game I like, and I know you're going to mention that and some other ideas.
Yes. Okay. That is the game that we are all so super obsessed with, and it's called Celebrity. And I don't know. I keep thinking we should think of a way to market this. But, you know, like the whole thing is that you don't need anything. You don't need a board. You don't need anything except just a pens and paper. And you cut up a bunch of little pieces of paper and you give people 10 or 20 of them to fill out, and they actually write down the name of a celebrity, fold it up, stick it in a basket, and then you have teams, and you are trying to get people in your team to guess the name that you are thinking about. And it really is so much fun. So, sort of like charades, but with a twist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's the main game that we love.
Yeah, I'll play that one.
Okay, so then there is, of course, charades that I just mentioned. And that's you draw a word you act out a word or a phrase without speaking while your team guesses. So you might be good at that one, Bob, acting it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll stick with celebrity, though. I like that. Right. I like that version of charades.
Then there's Pictionary, where you draw a word or a phrase. You can draw stick figures, which are actually better. And the worse your art, the better and the bigger the laughs.
Mm-hmm.
You can play Catchphrase, which is where you describe the word without saying it, and then you pass the timer before it buzzes. And that one is loud and fast and competitive. And I bet you haven't heard of this one. It's Werewolf Mafia. Have you heard of this, Bob?
No, but this sounds interesting.
Yeah, so everybody gets a secret role. Some are villagers, some are villains. And the villagers have to sniff out the bad guys before they get eliminated. So it's perfect for families and groups who love drama.
You know what? I guess you can Google the names of these games and then get all the instructions, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's very easy. There's Heads Up. So you can download the app for this one, or you can just hold the phone on your forehead and let your team give you clues until you guess. So it's instant chaos and it's guaranteed fun.
Oh, so you hold your phone up so everybody can see what's on your phone. Is that it?
Yeah, and you don't even have to do it that way. I mean, you can, you can download the app, because there is an app for that one, if you can believe it.
Mm-hmm, I can.
Yeah, it is crazy. All right, so then the next one is Name That Tune, okay? You would not be great at this one, but you hum or sing a few bars. We actually play this without calling it a game. I mean, you have said to me, what is this song? And it goes like, whatever. And I'm like, I have no clue.
Well, now you can, what's that, what's the thing on your phone you can use to tell you what the song is? Shazam, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you can Shazam somebody humming something, although I actually did that once. Yeah. All right. So I love these next two ideas because I have actually played them. All right. So it's two truths and a lie. This is really, really fun. You say three statements about yourself. Two are true and one is fake. And everybody guesses which one is the lie. It's really silly, but it is very revealing, surprisingly. And then the other one is, would you rather? So you pose two ridiculous choices. Would you rather, I mean, this doesn't sound very ridiculous, this example, but I have played ridiculous ones. Like, oh, would you rather host 40 people for Thanksgiving or clean up afterwards alone?
Is that like truth? Is that like truth or dare?
No, because it's not a dare, but that's another one. Did you play that as a teenager, Bob?
Yeah, I think I played that with Madonna back in the day.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I played these two games actually with my friend Gloria Estefan and our other high school friends. Two truths and a lie, and would you rather? That was the first time I ever even heard of these games, and we had so much fun. We were crying. We were laughing so hard. All right, next one is telephone Pictionary. So you start with a phrase and the next person draws it and then writes a guess and so on. It's kind of hard to explain, but you can look that up. And then you can have a scavenger hunt indoors. And that's that, you can hide objects or clues around the house. Kids love this one. You can do the lip sync battle where you pick a song and then you grab some props and you channel your inner whoever is your favorite artist.
Yeah, I see. I'm getting nervous and
I know.
Anxiety riddled just thinking about being in a room where people want to play one of these games.
Come on, we play celebrity all the time.
Well, that one I approve of. Yeah.
You can do karaoke. I'm just giving options for like not having a booze-filled party. Karaoke, you know how that goes. You can do a photo booth center somewhere in your house and just put some props up and let people take pictures. I mean, it's funny and fun, instant photos with hats and glasses and all that stuff. And then you can also get board games that scale. Like there are so many crowd pleasers, like code names is really fun, apples to apples. Taboos or scategories. So it's really fun to play those with big groups. And then of course, there's the one that in our family doesn't go over very well, but it's like the gratitude jar. And I remember asking everybody in your family to write down something that they were grateful for at one point, and like only our kids
Yeah,
did.
your side of the family was fine with it, but not mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wanted to do that. So, it's really great because you have zero hangovers with these games. And then, it's not about like what is in your glass, necessarily. It's about the connection that you make and a little competitive spirit.
We'll post all these suggestions so you can go back and check it out at WGNRadio.com. And you actually remember who won Celebrity the morning after, right? You keep track
Exactly.
of the season of Celebrity. Tell us about Savvy Planet.
Exactly. I have been taking a deep dive into some fall dishes because it's that time of year. And there's nothing better than cheesy cauliflower mash. Everybody talks about mashed potatoes. I'm telling you, when you mash the cauliflower and you add some cheese and garlic to it is so delicious. So I have a recipe for that. It's easy and you're not going to regret it, especially the cheesy part.
Yeah, Marianne just made that. It is really good for that recipe and any of Marianne's hundreds of other recipes that she tries out on me. Go to savvyplanet.com, savvy-planet.com. You'll find them all there. While you're there, subscribe to savvyplanet.com, and Marianne will send you a new recipe every week. All right, Marianne, get the slippers, the robe, and the root beer ready. Dad is coming home soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.